We are beginning Masech de Shabbos Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, the fourth line on the Amid, with the words Tana de Bei Menashe. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah and in the Gemara that there were certain items that an animal is allowed to carry out on Shabbos, from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, and other items which the animal is not allowed to carry out. Tana de Bei Menashe, we learned in the yeshiva of Menashe, Eiz Shechokak Lo Ben Karneha, that a goat that there was carved out in the horns of the goat, there was a hole drilled through, Yoitze Ba'afser B'Shabbos. So it is permitted for the Eiz to go out with the reins, the halter, with the Afser on Shabbos. Rashi points out that if it would be merely attached directly to the Eiz, since the goat has a very thin neck, and while it is thrashing around, because it doesn't want to be in the harness, it doesn't want to be led by the person, so it would be very feasible for it to slip out from the Afser, and then the owner could inadvertently be carrying the Afser, Dalet Ames and Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, it is only permitted if there are holes drilled into the horns, and then it would be permitted to go out with the officer on Shabbos. Boy, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef had a question concerning a goat. Tachav lo bezikna mau. What happens if he made a knot, taking the beard of the goat together with the officer, he knotted it together. Is the Eiz allowed to go out in such a manner? What is the Shaila? So the Gemara says, Kivin de'imen atachlo koivlo. If the Eiz would cut loose from the officer, since it's tied up, knotted together with the beard, so it would have pain, because its hairs would be pulled. So therefore, loy asilin tucha, we're not worried that maybe it will cut loose, and then the whole gzeira of maver dalet ames rishus harabim wouldn't apply. Oy dilmor, maybe the other side of this suffix is zimden, sometimes the ruffi, that the officer will become loose from the knotted beard, the nafal will fall down, the and then once again we would have a problem that perhaps the owner would inadvertently carry Dalamas Bishus Rabim. So on this question the Gemara says Teiku, it remains a question and it is not resolved whether in this manner we could tie the officer to the ace. Now the Gemara goes back to the original question that we had yesterday, and that was concerning a Netira Yesera, where a animal is going out with a rein, with a leash, which is more than is necessary. For example, yesterday we had, the Gemara Shaila was, a gomel, if a camel could go out with a chotem, a nose ring. It's not necessary for a gomel to be led with a nose ring. A plain halter is sufficient. So is it considered a masui, a burden, and the animal would be usher to do haitzah on Shabbos with this extra type of shmira? That was the shah we had yesterday, and now the Gemara wants to be poshted it from a Mishnah further in the Masechta. Tanan Hossam, we learned there on Daf Nundalat Amud Beis, V'loi Bertsua Sheben Karneha, that a pora should not go out with a strap that is tied between its horns. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, and on this Mishnah Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said, Pligi bar Rav Shmuel, that there's a machlokes concerning this Mishnah between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omar Bein Lenoi Bein Leshamer Aser. One of them, we don't know which one at this point in the Gemara, says that whether the Ritsua is tied up in the horns for Noi, for beauty, or whether it's Leshamer, whether it's a method of watching that the pora goes correctly in its right path, either way is usser. The Chadomer, and one says Lenoy Osir, that if it's done just for beauty, as Rashi explains, that Ritsua is painted and it's braided and it looks beautiful in that manner, but there is no room there for the person to, the person does not hold on to it. It's merely done for beauty. That's noi. And l'shamer is where the person would actually grab on to the ritzua to lead the animal. So according to one man diyamar, bein l'noi, bein l'shamer is osir. And according to one man diyamar, l'noi is osir. However, l'shamer is mutter. If it's done in order to lead the animal, it is mutter. So first of all, we have a machlokes rishonim whether l'noi in general is a permissible way of having the animal carry this item. Rashi Shita is that if, as the Ran explains it, that if it's a beautification which is not only used on Shabbos but it's used throughout the week as well, then that is not considered a masri. It is permitted to take out on Shabbos. Tosfos Shita, on the other hand, is that l'noi is always usur. It's never considered the urch, it's never considered the usual way of an animal to have it. So here we had one mandiyomer that said that both l'noi, both l'shamer is usur. The other mandiyomer said that l'noi is usur because according to Rashi Shita we'll be speaking about that it was not done this way usually during the week and therefore on Shabbos it's usur. Or according to Tosfos, it is never considered a permissible way of carrying this out on Shabbos if it's only l'noi. But l'shamer, this man the Omer held, is mutter, and we're not sure whether it's Rav who's saying this or whether it's Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said, Tistayim, I'll bring you a proof, the Shmuel who, the Omer l'noi also l'shamer mutter. I'll prove you that Shmuel is the one who held that for beauty is usur, but for protection to lead the animal, it's mutter. The Omer Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, we learned this in yesterday's daf, that Rav Huna Bar Chiya said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha Kechananya. If you remember, we had a machlokes yesterday whether a cat which is taken out with a rope collar, which is an extra shmira, it's not necessary because all you need to lead a cat who basically wants to stay with the master is a thin string. So this rope collar is a shmiri yaseira, and the Tanakhama held that it's usher to carry it out on Shabbos. Chananya held it's mutter, and Shmuel paskin like Chananya. So therefore, here too, by the case of Ritzua Shebein Karneo, which is an extra shmira. Why is it an extra shmira? And as the Gemara is learning now that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is in shmira, whether a shmiri yaseira is a masri or not. The one who says it's usher holds that since, as Rashi explains, you can lead the cow merely by walking next to it, you don't have to hold it with anything, you don't have to have anything, a leash in your hand to guide the poor, as long as you're behind it and telling it to move forward, it will move forward. So therefore, one man diyamer holds Shmiri Yaseira is a Masri, usher to take out on Shabbos, and the other man diyamer holds that Shmiri Yaseira is Mutter. So the Gemara wants to bring a Raya that it's in fact Shmuel who holds its Mutter. Why? Because Shmuel paskin like Chananya in the case of the cat who has an extra shmirah with the rope collar. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said, Adarabba, just the opposite. Tistayim, I'll bring you a proof. The Shmuel who da'amar bein l'noi bein l'shamer aser. That in fact it's not Rav who holds aser. It's Shmuel who holds whether it's for beauty or whether it's to lead the animal to protect it. That it is aser. What's my proof? Da'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. We had this again in yesterday's blot. That Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, he said the following testimony, that what? Machlif in Lifnei Rebbe. That in front of Rebbe, the B'nai HaYeshiva switched around. Shel zu bezu mau. They had a kasha. What happens, as the Gemara explained, if the gomol will go out with an extra shmir, which is usually used for the naka, the female camel, and that is the chotem. So the camel will go out with the chotem, extra shmir. shmira. And the opposite, the naka, who needs more shmira, will go out with an afser, which is less shmira. So the shaila was, is this called a masui or not? This was the shaila that was asked in front of Rabbi. And Amr lefan of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi heard the shaila being asked to Rabbi, he said, Kach Omar Abba, this is what my father Rabbi Yaisi paskin, that Dalad Behemis, Yaitzis Ba'afser, there are four animals that go out with an afser on Shabbos, and they are Hasus, the horse, Haperet, the mule, Vagomel, and the camel, Vachamor, and the donkey. And we made a deduction yesterday that Lav Lemute Gomel Bechotem. It's only these four who go out with an afser, but the Gomel can only go with an afser and not with a Chotem. So at that point, we were trying to bring a proof that a Shmiri Yaseira is considered a Masri, something that's too much for the camel. It's not necessary for the camel. It's extra. It's considered a burden, and the animal would be over on Shvisas Behemtoi. The master would be chayiv for his animal carrying out on Shabbos. And who's saying this whole testimony? Shmuel. And the Gemara is assuming that Shmuel agrees to the testimony that he's giving over of the story of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, we now have a contradiction. Earlier, we said that Shmuel Paskins like Hananya, in the case of the cat, that a Shmiri Yaseira is mutter. And here it would seem that Shmuel is telling us that a Gomel Bechotem should not go out on Shabbos, because Shmiri Yaseira is considered a Masri. So we have a contradiction in the words of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Samiha Mikameha, that you should delete this testimony of Shmuel concerning the Machlif and Lifnei Rebbe, that should be deleted in front of the other memra that Shmuel paskin like Hananya. In other words, that is the Iker one, that Shmuel paskin like Hananya, that a Shmiri Yaseira is mutter, like the case of the cat, and we delete the testimony that was given of Shmuel concerning Rebbe and Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaisi. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Umay chazes the Mesamis ha mekami ha, smi ha mekami ha. What makes one better than the other? Why are you deleting the testimony of Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel? Why don't you delete what was brought down that Shmuel Paskin is like Hananya? So in the parentheses here, we have that the Gemara answers, the Ashkechan Shmuel who the Amr Lenoy Osir Lashamer Mutter De Itmor, etc. Bchibar of Ashi, as we're going to learn in a moment. Now, as the Gemara is saying, that we find a Beferish teaching that Shmuel, in fact, is the one who Paskins that Lashamer, the Shmuel Shmiri Yaseira is mutter. On the side, Rabbi Shai Pick in the Masarish Hashas takes out these words in parentheses, and he says, "My Havi Allah." What in fact is the answer? Was it Rav who said that it's mutter with Shmiri Yaseira, or was it Shmuel who said it's mutter with Shmiri Yaseira? And the Gemara continues, "Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Bein Lenoy Bein Lashamer Aser V'Rav Chiya Bar Avin Amar Shmuel Lenoy Aser Lashamer Mutter." So we have a buffet conclusion based on what Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi says, that it was Rav who paskened Osir and Shmuel who paskened Mutter. The Rishonim in the Shakla V'Tarya of the Sugya bring up the point that, if you remember, yesterday the Gemara concluded that the four animals who can go out with an afser were not memayit gomel b'chaitem. The Gemara concluded, no, we're memayit naka with an afser. It's not a proof that a Shmiri Yaseira is a Masri. The reason why we're being memayed over there is less of a Shmira, as the case of a Naka who needs a Chotem, a nose ring, and she's going out only with an Afser, that is considered an inefficient Shmira, is considered a Masri. That was the conclusion of the Gemara yesterday. So the question is, if we're bringing Shmuel's testimony of the whole story with Rebbe and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi, let's go to the end of the testimony. The end of the testimony was that we're not even speaking about a Shmiri Yaseira. What's the Gemara asking, like a stira in what Shmuel said, and we have to delete one in front of the other? There's no stira to begin with, because the end of the testimony is that we're not speaking about Shmiri Yaseira. And Tosfos, actually, in Divrei Maskil Adarabba, asked this question. Teimel Rajba, Ma Raya Maisim Ed Amr Shmuel Machlif Nei Rebbe, De Lechara Mashma, Ha De Karmel Loi Lemute Naka Ba'afser, De Chol Zemen Divrei Shmuel. So if you're going with the Testament of Shmuel, go to the end, and then you have no problem to begin with, because that whole sugi is not speaking about extra Shmira. So the Rishonim answer that it's not that Shmuel was saying a testimony that this is what Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, Lav Lamute Gomel Bechotem, but rather this is what Shmuel himself said. That's how the Gemara understood it. And later, the Amoraim shlugged up Shmuel and said that maybe it's speaking about Naka with an officer where it's a deficient Shmira. But the words, Lav Lamuti Gomel Bechotem, that was said by Shmuel himself. If so, it's not a problem, and the Gemara has to say that one is deleted in front of the other. Continues the Gemara. We're going to now ask Akasha of Rav. Now that we concluded that Rav is the one who said that Bein Lenoi, Bein Lashamer is Osir, we're going to ask a question of that from an Inyan connected with the Pora Duma. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. We learn Kashra Ba'alel, if the owner of a Pora Duma tied onto it B'moisra, a afser, a halter, the din is Ksheira. It is kosher. It's not a problem. It does not passel the paraduma. Ask the Gemara, v'isal k'datach masuhu, if we're going to go like Rav, that it's a masu le'inyan Shabbos, so the Gemara assumes that the same would apply concerning the halacha of, as the Gemara continues, asher loy Allah aleh oyla merachmana. The Torah says that a paraduma can never have a yoke on it. It can never have a burden on it. And if you're telling me legabi hilcha Shabbos, that it's considered a burden legabi hoitzah, l'chayre, the same thing would be that it's considered a burden concerning an oil. So it would be a possible paraduma. And we say that it's ksheira. So l'chayre, it's a kasha on Rav. You see, beferish, that a shmiri yaseira. Because a paraduma going out with an afser, as we learned before from Rashi, that it's not necessary for a para to lead it with any afser. Just standing next to it is sufficient that the para will go on its right way. So this is a shmiri yaseira, and yet it's not considered a masri. So the chayr, it's a raya to Shmuel against Rav. Amar Abaye, the Gemara is now going to offer three terutzim. That you're right. Normally, it would be considered a masri according to Rav. And normally, in fact, by a regular cow, it would be considered a oil. However, here, there's three answers. Amar Abaye, now answer number one, the malicha me'ir li'ir. You're taking the poor aduma from one city to another. And as Rashi explains, the poor is used to eating in a certain place, and as it's moving forward, it's looking behind, it wants to get back to its natural pasture land, and therefore, even the domesticated pora will fight, won't want to go ahead, it's leaving its pasture land. So therefore, even in that case, you need an afser to move it to the next city. Rava gives a different answer. Shiny para did a mea yukarit. A regular para, you're right, it would be considered a masli, like Rav says. However, here we're talking about a para duma, which is worth a lot of money, and therefore the Baal goes to extra lengths to make sure that nothing happens to the para duma, and therefore the extra protection is the normal protection, because he's protecting a very important investment of the para duma. And the third teretz of the Gemara, Ravina Amar b'Maredes. Here we're speaking about not a placid, gentle paraduma. We're speaking about one that's a rebellious paraduma. So once again, in that case, it's not a shmiri yaseira, it's a regular shmira. And since it's a regular shmira, it's not an oil, and you're not over on asher loy ola ola oil. Continues the Gemara. Hasus Bisher, if we look at the Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, Rashi says how the share, this band that is around the horse works. Says Rashi, k'moy etzada saviv tzavori, there's a band around the neck of the horse. Vitabas kavuboy, and in the band there is, as Rashi will explain, a tightly fit ring. Umachnisim boy ritsua, and you put into the ring the leash. Oy chavel or a rope, umoishkan abehem, and that's the way that you schlep you pull the animal. Says the Gemara, And the Gemara is actually going on the words of the Mishnah that follow. The Mishnah says that a sus goes out b'sher with this band, with the tabas attached to it and the leash. The chol bal yasher yaitzim b'sher. All animals, Rashi says in the Mishnah, for example, the hunters have dogs that join them in the hunt, so they have the animals in this share. So all these animals that are in the share, they can go out with it on Shabbos, it's not a masri, v'nimshachem b'share, and you could pull them with the share. So what the Gemara's question now is, my yoitzin, my nimshachin. Isn't that the same thing? It would seem that the yoitzin is redundant. In other words, it would seem that nimshachim is redundant. You said yoitzin. What does yoitzin mean? That's something that a person needs in order to guide the horse or the other animals that are in the share. And then you say nimshachim. You've just said yoitzin. Yoitzin means nimshachim. So what's the redundancy of saying the word nimshachim? Amar Rav Huna. So we have two terutzim in the Gemara in this kasha. Rav Huna says what the Mishnah means is oy yoitzin kruchen. Either you can go with this entire contraption with the leash and the band and the tabas all wrapped around the neck of the animal, and then it's a form of beautification that's permitted, oy nimshachin, or there could be part of the leash available for the person to drag it. So what the Mishnah means is you could do it in one of two ways. That's according to Rav Huna. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. You know what the Mishnah means? Yoitzin nimshachin. The Mishnah means to say you can go out with it. Don't make a mistake like Rav Huna that you can go out with it kruchen, but you know what kind of yoitzin you could do? Only nimshachin. Only when it's used to drag the animal with, to lead the animal, but not when it's used for kruchen. The ein yoitzin kruchen. B'masnisa tana, we learned in a brisa, yoitzin kruchen limashech, you can make the leash korach around the neck of the animal, but as Rashi explains, there has to be a little room for the person's hand to stick his hand under the leash and thereby pull the animal. So it would come out that from this brisa, it's a beferish proof to Shmuel, because Shmuel says the only way you could be yaitza is if it's used to drag the animal, but you cannot use it just as a beautification of the animal. So it's a question on Rav Huna. How could Rav Huna go against the brisa? This question is asked by the Ritva, and the Ritva gives two terutzim: either that Rav Huna was not aware of the brisa, or that Rav Huna learnt our Mishnah to mean oy yoitzin kruchen oy nimshachen, and because Rav Huna had a problem with the Mishnah, and he resolved the problem by saying that the Mishnah means to give you two alternatives. According to his pshat in the Mishnah, he's saying that the Mishnah is mechulek with the Brisa, and therefore if I have a choice to paskin like the Mishnah or the Brisa, I'm going to paskin like the Mishnah. And that's why he wasn't concerned about that Brisa. Now the Gemara tells us that when Rav Huna said this, it wasn't just theoretical, but he actually acted upon it in his house. Om Rav Yosef, chazina lehu le'igle d'bei Rav Huna, I saw that the calves of Rav Huna, who do not need an afser, but yet yoitzin ba'afsereyin keruchin b'shabbos, they can go out with the afser korach around their neck, and even though it's only a beautification, it is permitted according to Rav Huna Shita. So we see that Rav Huna didn't just say this halacha, but that's how he paskened for his own family, that they would be allowed to take it, not for shmira, not for leading the animal, but actually for beautification. It's also permitted. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Chanina, when Rav Dimi came and said in the name of Chanina, Muloi Shel Beis Rebbe, the mulois is in the English word mule, and the Aramaic word here is very similar to the English word. Mulois, the mules of Beis Rebbe, of the house of Rebbe, yoitzim b'afser seyen b'shabbos, they can go out with their afser on Shabbos. Now, the Rav Chanina does not, Rav Dimi, the name of Chanina, does not tell us if it's koruch or if it's for nimshach. So the Gemara immediately asks, Iboyalu, what do you mean with your testimony of the house of Rebbe? Do you mean kruchen or nimshachim? Do you mean it's even permissible if it's wrapped around the neck as a beautification of the animal? Or do you mean only if it's used in protection, in leading the animal? Tashma, come in here. I'll bring you the following proof. Ki asa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Chanina. When Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came and said in the name of Rav Chanina, Muloi shall Beis Rabbi, that the mules of Beis Rabbi, Yoitzin Bavsarim, they're going out with their officer, Keruchem Bishabbos. They're going out not just Nimshachem for protection, for leading, but rather Keruchem for beautification on Shabbos. So Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda distinctly says that the testimony is that they went out Keruchem, and even that is permitted. Amru Rabbanan Kamed Rav Asi. So the Talmidim of Rav Asi, the Rabbanan, said this testimony of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda in front of their Rebbe Rav Asi, and they said that Hod Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda like Tzricha. We really don't even need this final testimony of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda that it went out Kruchen. We don't even need that testimony. They were asking their Rebbe. Why? Mid Rav Dimi Nafka. We know that from the earlier testimony of Rav Dimi. Even though, if you remember, when Rav Dimi said it, he did not explain clearly it was Kruchen or Nimshachen, but that these Rabbanin felt that it must mean Kruchen also. Why? If you're going to tell me that Rav Dimi meant only for protection, for leading purposes, Nimshachin. So if that's all that Rav Dimi meant, so that meant Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Nafka. That I already know from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Who's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this is the Gemara we learned yesterday, and we had it again today, earlier in the Sugya. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Machlif and Hoy Lufnei Rabbi Shazu Bezu. That they asked Rabbi Akasha, what happens if you change the Afser from the Gomel to the Naka, and the Chotem from the Naka to the Afser? That and Amar Lufan of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi said in front of Rabbi Kach Amar Abba, this is what my father Rabbi Yaisi said, Arboa Behemoth Yaitzis Ba'afzer, the four animals can go out with an officer, and who are the four animals? Hasus, the horse, Ba'pered, the mule, this is another name for Mulois, is Pered, Vahagomel, and the camel, Vahamor, and the donkey. So what do we see? That a Pered can go out. So what does it mean they go out? The minimum it means is Nimshachim, that they go out as a protection of leading the animal. So in other words, the Rabbanan were saying to Rav Asi, their Rebbe, what do I need? Rabbi Yehuda, Amr, Shmuel, what do I need? What do I need the final testimony? That the Mulois, which was Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, that the Mulois shall Beis Rabbi, go out with Avsrem Keruchem b'Shabbos. I know that from the earlier testimony of Rav Dimi. Because if Rav Dimi was only telling us Nimshachim, what do I need Rav Dimi? I already have that from the testimony of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Because he said that my father, Rabbi Yossi, said that a pered can go out with an avser. The minimum which a pered means going out with avser is protection, is Nimshachim. So what do I need Rav Dimi's testimony? So they were saying, I don't need the third testimony because I have the second testimony. Because otherwise, what do I need the second testimony? I have the first testimony. So you have here a total of three testimonies. So the Amalu Rav Asi said, no, it's Trichluhu. I need all three testimonies. Why? The Emid Rabbi Yehuda Nafka, if I would know it only from Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, the whole story with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Machlifin, if it would only be from there, Havamina, Amar Lefonav Lekibla Minei. The Gemara was assuming till now that if Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said the testimony in front of Rebbe, Rebbe accepted it. The Gemara says no. Maybe he heard it, but it doesn't mean he personally accepted it. Kamash Melunder Rabbi Dimi. That's why I need the second testimony that Rabbi Dimi said. Wait a second. Not only did he hear it, but he actually in his own house he implemented that you can go out with what? With an afser. But then the second testimony itself is not enough. Why? V'id Rabbi Dimi have a min hanimili nimshachin. I would say that's only for the better type of protection, aval kruch lo, but the more questionable practice of using it as a beautification method, that is not permitted. Kamash mondar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why I have the third testimony that even kruchim is also permitted. Continues the Gemara referring back to the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that this share, this band that's around the animal, we learned some dinim of tumah v'tahara. Umazin alein v'tovim kaimin. You're allowed to sprinkle from the mechatas, and you could do it also bim kaimin right on the animal, and also when you have to be toivel the share, you could do it bim kaimin on the animal. Are you telling me that this share that's on the animal and the tabas, the ring that's connected to the share, can receive tumma? Because you're telling me you can be matarit, isach mashma, that it's able to be makabel tumma. But then we learned in a mission in Kalim that that's not true. Tabas adam tmeya, the ring of a person that he wears as a tachshit on, Rashi says, the shenoisin be'etzpel anoy, he puts it on his finger for beautification, that is a keli, that's makabel tumma. And how do you know that something that's for beautification is a keli makabel tumma? So Rashi learns it from the spoils of Bnei Midjan. When the Klal Yisrael was fighting with Midjan and they had the plunder, as Rashi brings down, Etzadav, Etzamid, the bands and the rings, it says in the Torah, Tischato Atem Ishrichem. Everything that you plundered, plus yourselves, you became Tommy from all the Mesim in the war, and you have to be Matar. So we see that even jewelry, men's jewelry, are Mekabel Tuma, and they have to become Tar. But then continues the mission in Kalim, v'tabas behema, but the ring of an animal, v'kalim, or the rings that attach, let's say you have a frying pan at the end of the handle, there's a ring so you can hang it up on the wall. So that ring, if it's with the frying pan together, it's attached to it, it's part of the keli, it's makabel tumah. But if it's separated, the ring itself has no chashivas as a keli, and therefore, v'shar kala tabois, any other rings, Rashi says, for example, there are rings that they used to use for doors, so all those rings, and now we turn to the nun beis amid beis, tahiris, the halacha is, that they are tahor, and Rashi explains that they're not a tachshit, there's no tachshit to a kli, and they're also not kalim, they're only a tachshit to a kli, and Rashi speaks out, when they're attached, they're metame, but once they're loose, they are not metame anymore. So we have the kasha here, how could it say in our Mishnah that you're mazna lam v'toivlam v'kaiman, these are a share, they are a band that's around the neck of an animal, and we learned beferish in a Mishnah in kalim that tabas behema is not mekabel tuma. The Gemara answers, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak beboin minoy adam l'noy behema," that it's speaking about where they were mekabel tuma when they were noy adam, and now they become noy behema. So since they're already tummy with noy adam, they have to become tar. Rabbi Yosef Amar, he gives a different teretz. Hoyel v'adam moishech behemas a behema. Since a person uses it to drag with a behema, so even though it's on the neck of an animal, but it's used by man, so therefore it has a din of a keli of a person, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Miloy tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Makel shel behema, a stick of a behema, shel mateches, made out of metal. If it would be wood, Rashi says, it would be a pshute kliyetz. It has no hollow in it. It has no receptacle ability, and a pshuti kliyetz is not mekabel tuma, but this is mateches, metal, even if it's a plain piece of wood, is mekabel tuma. So this stick that's used to goad the animal is mekabel tuma. Matam, what's the reason? Hoil v'oedam roidaben, since a person hits and he prods the animal with it, therefore it's considered a keli used by a person, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. Hachinami, hoil v'oedam roidaben, since a person uses these rings to drag the animal, it's considered that it's owned by a person, and therefore it is mekabel tuma. Then the Mishnah said, "V'toivum b'mekayman," and you can make tefillah on this tabas and on the band when they are on the neck of the animal. The Gemara asks the kashveh chatzitza, as Rashi explains, the tabas is put in a little hole in the share, in the band, and there's no room there at all for the water to penetrate. So therefore, we know that if something has a chatzitza, if the water can't get to every part of the item, it cannot be matarit. So l'chayre here, it is a chatzitza. How can it become matar? And Taisa speaks out that you have to say that sometimes the ring is removed, because if the ring would always remain on the keli, then it's part of the keli, and there's no problem of chatzitza. So it must be sometimes it's separated, and therefore it requires that water should go all around it, and since it's stuck in so well into the band, there's no place for the water to go. It's a chatzitza, how could you be matard? I'm Rav Ami. So Rav Ami answers Bishur Rishon, when he banged out the hole, he made the hole wider, there is place for the water to go. Lema Rav Ami, Rav Yosef Sirle. So the Gemara wants to say, maybe Rav Ami holds like Rav Yosef in the Gemara before. The Gemara before wanted to know how is this share Mekabel Tumah to begin with, and Rav Yosef answered, Hoyel Va'adam Moshech Bemes HaBehema, since a person uses it to drag the Behema. So then what Rav Ami said makes sense. But the Ikar Rav Yitzchak, because if he holds like Rav Yitzchak, who said that it became Tumah while it was a ring used for a person, and now I'm using it for an animal, the Amar Beborn Menoy Adam Lenoy Behema, Kivan the Rishon, once he hammered it out, Ovid Bumaisa, he did an action in the hole, he made the hole bigger. Uporch, now Rashi says, could a person put on this band, this, they wouldn't use it. The normal hole has been enlarged through banging, it's not able to be used by a person anymore. So you've done an action in it, and once you've done an action, it Porch Latuma, so that Minayu, the Tuma jumps off from it. So in other words, according to the Pshat of Rabbi Yosef, that it's considered used by a person because he needs it to drag the animal. So even if you made a hole wider for the water to get in, it's still able to be used by the person to drag the animal. That's good. But if the pshat is that it comes from a noy adam to a noy behema, it's not usable for a person anymore. You don't need any more to be toivel it by the mere fact that you've enlarged the hole, so the tumah automatically jumps off from it. This nun, kola kalim, yordan l'day tumas v'makshava. All kalim can, in order for a kalim to be makabel tumah, it has to be whole. But it has to be finished. But let's say, for example, I have a skin, Rashi explains, and I have machshava to make it into a mat, so the machshava alone tells me that this skin, which I could have used for sandals or strips of leather, but since I had in mind now that I'm going to use it for a mat, that machshava itself completes the keli, and it's already mekabel tumah with that thought alone. But the ein oilin mitumasim el b'shini maisa, it can only become not able to have tumah on it. The tumah will jump off it only if he does an action in the keli. For example, if he decides that he wants to use it for shoes, and now it's only a mat, so he has to do actions to bring it to come into being a shoe. With machshava alone, that will not take off the tumah. He'll have to take the knife and actually apply it to the skin, and then when he applies it to the skin, that maisa will take it away. But here, he did a maisa. If he did a maisa when he widened the hole and he banged away at it, he did a maisa, that should take away the tumah. The Gemara answers, Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, maisa l'sakin lav maisa. What maisa takes away the tumah? Only a maisa which is a kilkel, which is a destructive act. But a maisa, which is a positive act, like over here, he's widening the, he wants to let the water go, and he's widening it, he's doing it for a positive purpose, that does not take away the tumah in and of itself. The Sanya Rebuta Oimer, we learned in a Brisa, Rebuta said, Lo Armer Shini Maisa L'Sakin, Elo L'Kalkol, only if it is Makalkol. And now, the Gemara brings a final teretz on how the water should get in. It's not speaking about he enlarged it, but Nisatani, we learned in the Brisa, Bimachulol, and speak about where the hole is very big. Taisus asked Akasha, why didn't the Gemara bring this teretz right away? What do you have to say? It's a case of banging it out. It was a little bigger. Taisus answers, that's not the normal way that a share is made. Normally, the tabas is stuck into the share, very taut. There's no room for the water to go. That's why the Gemara didn't bring this teretz right away. Shol Talmud Echad Migolo El Yonis Rabbi Elazar. A Talmud asked from the upper Galilee to Rabbi Elazar, Shamati, I heard shechalukin bein tabas and tabas. I heard there's some difference in halacha between one ring and another ring, and I don't know what it is. Amar loy, Rabbi Elazar said, Shema loy shemata el inyan Shabbos. You heard a difference, inyan Shabbos. As we're going to learn further in the perek, that if you have a tabas that has a chaisim on it, It has a signet ring, which they used to use to seal letters. That is chayiv chatas, b'shoygig, if you bring it out on Shabbos. But if it didn't have a signet ring, it's only aser mirabonin. So that's probably what you heard. The ilin yin tumah, because if you heard it concerning tumah, davidach adahu, there is no difference between one ring and another. All rings have the same halacha. Freg the gemoral, in yin tumah, davidach achasi. Are you telling me for tumah, all rings have the same halacha? But tonight we learned in a Mishnah Kalim, tabas adam, Tameya, and we learned this on, that was what we brought down on Amud Aleph, that the ring of a person is Tamei, v'tabas b'im v'kelim, v'shar kol tabas tahoiris. So we see that there is a difference in rings. How can you say by Tumah there's no difference in rings? The Gemara answers, ki karmalei unami da adam karmalei. When he said there's no difference in rings, he meant the rings of a person. Frey, the Gemara, da adam da v'da achasi. Rings of a person by Tumah there's no difference. V'tani, we learned in a Braisa, tabas shehiskina lachar b'masa, of a person made a ring in order to gird his loins. He used it as a buckle. Rashi over here uses the word va'asok him in buklaw. He used this tabas as a buckle, or lakashba ben seifov, or he used it to pull up his sleeves. He put it near his shoulders. This is like a band around a person's shirt sleeves to gather in the sleeve. So the halacha is tahira if it is removed from the Ritzua. Again, like Rashi said before, if it's with the Ritzua, it's Makabal Tuma because it's part of the Kli. But if it has been made separate from the Ritzua, then in and of itself, it is Tahira. As Rashi explains, then it's a Tabas Keli. And it's not the same as what a person uses to drag an animal, for example. Because there the person is actively using this ring to schlep the animal. Mashenkin over here just lies upon a person. That's not considered being used by the person. So it has a halacha of a ring of Kalim, which is Matar. It's only Tomei if it's with the Ritzua together. V'loi amru Tomei elishol etzba b'vad. The only ring that they said Tomei is only one that's used on the finger itself. In other words, so here we have a tabas of a person, and certain rings used by a person is tohar, and the only ring that's tame is one used for beautification on his finger. So you see that even by tabas adam there are differences. How could you say davido achasi? The Gemara says ki karmalei yunami. That's for karmalei. He meant to tell him rings of a finger of a person, there is no difference. The Gemara says, is that true? Udeetzpa davido achasi. But now we learned in a Mishnah in Kalim, tabasho matechas v'chois mishal almoig. If the ring itself is made of metal and the seal is made of a very nice type of cedar wood, almoig, tameyahi. So in other words, the ring itself, we always go after the ring itself, not the signet part of it, not the seal. So the ring itself is a pshute kliyetz. It has no hollow, it has no receptacle ability, but by mateches, by metal, pshute kliyetz is tame. So the din is tame. But if it's shal almoy, but if it, the ring itself is made of the cedar wood, the chais mishal mateches, and the seal is made of mateches. So what's the ikur of the ring? The almoy, that's wood. So pshute kliyetz, if it has no receptacle, the din is tahira. So here we see again that rings of a person on his finger, there are differences. How could you tell me there's no differences? The Gemara answers, ki karmalei iunami, kula shomatechas karmalei. Einachanami. What he was telling is rings of a person's finger, which are made out of metal, there is no difference. Be ilinian tum. Va'oid shawl. And there's another question that this Talmud from the Upper Galilee asked. I shomati, I heard, shacholkim be machlamachet, that there is a difference in halacha between one needle and another needle, and I don't remember, I don't know what the difference is. Amarlei. So our blazer told him, shemalei shomati, alinian Shabbos. You must have heard of this halacha legabe Shabbos. Now legabe Shabbos, if a needle has an eye in it and a person takes it out on Shabbos, that's no kind of tachshit at all, and that a person did a b'shoyeg would be chayv chatas mideraisa. If there was a needle without an eye there, then it is a form of a tachshit, and therefore it would only be aser midrabanan. So that's the chilek, which we're going to learn further in this perek, which you heard legabe Shabbos, that there's a chilek between one machal and another. The ilin yin tumah, because if you heard about it concerning tumah, There is never any difference between one needle and another. Frey the Gemara, similar to what we learned before. You're telling me all needles are the same, but now we learned in a mission in Kalim. If the eye of a needle was taken away, there is no more eye of a needle. Or the point was taken away. The din is, it makes it no longer a functioning needle, and therefore, Tahira. It's not a Kali anymore. So we see that there's certain needles that have different dinim than other needles. How could you say it's all the same? So the Gemara answers, ki karma le b'shleima. He told them, if you have a whole needle, which is not missing anything, then there's no difference, linyan tumma. So the Gemara says, b'shleima dovad achasi, are you telling me when it's whole, everyone is the same? That's also not true. But Tanan, we learned in a mission in Caleb, ma'cha chalsa chaluda, if you have a needle that has on it rust, the din is, if because of the rust you cannot use it to sew with it, to hire it, then it's no more a keli, and it's tar, v'im lav, but if the rust does not get in the way of sewing, it is a keli, tameya. V'amri debay Rabbiani, Rabbiani made one condition concerning this din, v'hu sherishum nikar, that if through the rust you can see the outline of the needle, then it has a lach of a keli, and it remains tummy. So what do we see? That there are certain kalim with chaluda on it, and this machad with a chaluda is tar. So there are differences in even a whole machad. So the Gemara answers, ki karmalei, b'shefer karmalei. You're right, he was speaking about a whole needle which was polished. The Gemara says, which didn't have rust on it. U'b'shefer dovid achasi, are you telling me a whole needle which was polished, it's always one halacha, but tani we learned in a brisa, machad e machad bein nekuva bein e nekuva, whether it has an eye in it or it doesn't have an eye in it, mutter l'tatlo b'shabbos. You can move it in a chatzer on Shabbos. It's not muktzah. Even the needle that doesn't have an eye in it can be used, Rashi says, to take out a thorn that gets stuck in a person, so therefore it's not muktzah. V'loy amrina nekuva. When do I say that there's a difference whether it has a hole in it or not? Elul inyan tumah. Like the inyan tumah, there is a difference whether a machad has a hole in it or not. So how do you, in other words, if it doesn't have a hole in it, it's not a keli, and therefore it is tar. So the Gemara answers, Hatir Gemara Abaye Aliba de Rava Begalmi. Abaye already explained that according to Rava, that when do we say that difference between having a hole or not having a hole in it, legabituma, that's only by an incomplete form. In other words, they wanted to have it as a needle, and they did not make yet the hole in the needle. So then, in fact, linyan tumah, it is not a keli, and it's not tummy. If it has a hole in it, it is a keli, and it is tummy. Linyan shabbos, when it's incomplete, it is allowed to be moved in the chatzar whether it has a hole in it or not, because he can use it to take out a kites. That's enough to not make it muktzah. And when he, Rab Lozer, answered the Talmud from the Upper Galilee, he answered his question and he said that there is no chilik l'gabei tumah. He wasn't speaking about a galmi. He was speaking about a pin. That the people didn't want to use it for a needle, then that makes a difference whether it has a hole in it or not. But if it's for a pin, then even if it doesn't have a hole in it, it's a tachshit, and therefore it is mekabel tumah because it is a keli.